Romans 3:27-30, no boasting. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, we confess our need for you today. We are nothing without you. Pour out your love and grace on us today. Reveal Christ to us as we study your word. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Again, it's an honor to share the word of God with you today. In the last four verses of Romans chapter 3, Paul raises questions about boasting. He continues this discussion of boasting in Romans chapter 4. Boasting is also a frequent topic in Paul's other letters. Why is boasting such an important issue? What does boasting have to do with Paul's teaching about justification by grace through faith? As we grapple with these questions in this study of Romans 3:27-30, I would like to ask you to begin to think about another question. Why did God choose grace and faith? The answer to this question is crucial to understanding Paul's teaching in Romans and to understanding how God deals with human beings. Verse 27, where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of works? No, but on that of faith. Verse 28, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Verse 29, is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of the Gentiles too. Verse 30, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Meditation question. Why is God concerned about boasting? Why does the principle of faith exclude boasting, but the principle of works does not? God hates pride and boasting. Boasting is very destructive. Boasting, which is rooted in pride, is the root cause of many of our problems. Boasting destroys our relationship with God and with others. Boasting is centered on self and in the desire to stand above others. Faith excludes boasting because faith depends entirely on the Lord rather than on our own works or efforts to be righteous. When we strive to become righteous by keeping the law, we are not relying on God, but on ourselves. Romans chapter 3 teaches and repeats the truth that we are justified by faith alone, apart from the works of the law. If we could become righteous by keeping the law, we could boast about it. God does not want us to boast because boasting is rooted in pride. That is why he justified us and made us righteous in his sight by faith, apart from the works of the law. We cannot earn salvation by what we do. We are saved by relying on what Jesus has done for us. Jews tended to boast of their superiority over Gentiles, as we've seen in Romans chapter 2. They thought that they were righteous and above non-Jewish pagans. However, God is the God of both Jews and Gentiles because he justifies both Jews and Gentiles by faith. Jews are not more righteous than Gentiles and vice versa. Verse 31. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Certainly not. Instead, we uphold the law. Meditation question. How do we uphold the law through the principle of faith? Paul followed his teaching about how faith excludes boasting in verse 31 with another question. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Certainly not. Instead, we uphold the law. Some Jewish critics of Paul accused him of saying that the law does not apply to us who have faith and that we do not need to obey the law. Paul said in verse 31, this is not true. We uphold the law through the principle of faith. Even today, some people say we are not under the law, so it does not apply to us. We do not need to obey or be concerned about the law. Paul was saying in verse 31 that their thinking is wrong. Paul asked the question, do we nullify the law by faith? Some expected the answer to be yes. But Paul said, we uphold the law through our faith. We're saved apart from the law but we love and obey God's laws because we love him. We do not follow the law to gain God's love or acceptance, but obey him because he loves us and accepts us. Let us consider and compare the principle of faith to the principle of law. As we have stated, faith cannot boast because faith depends on the work of Christ rather than on our own works. The law, on the other hand, becomes a means of boasting if we are doing works of the law to become righteous or to try to gain God's favor. The principle of law is like gravity. It pulls us down to earth because we sin and are unable to obey God's law in our own ability. Faith is like the law of aerodynamics. It frees us from the pull of gravity, our sin nature exposed by the law, and allows us to know God and to live in his grace. The principle of faith empowers us to live righteously by the grace of God. We have nothing to boast about because faith excludes boasting. The principle of law depends on our efforts to do the works of the law. We can boast if we can obey the law in our own strength, but the truth is that we cannot. Let's take a look at a few other scriptures that speak to this issue. One of the most famous verses in the Bible is Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. These verses reaffirm that we are saved by grace, not by works, but it adds a very important statement that gives the reason why God chose to save us by faith through grace, and that is so that no one can boast. Let me give you another example from 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 29. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Verse 28, God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Then verse 29, mark this one in your Bible, so that no one may boast before him. God chose to use foolish things, weak things, lowly things, despised things, the cross, to bring salvation for one great reason. We need to get this, so that no one may boast before him. The reason human beings are drawn to the law is that we have an inner drive to boast about what we have done. God hates pride and boasting, so he chose a way of salvation that does not allow anyone to boast. We need to grasp the dynamics of pride and humility as we try to understand how and why God works in our lives. One central point is clear. God chose to save us by faith so that no one can boast before him. It is therefore vital to realize that a huge key to walking in faith is humility. This is one of the big lessons we should learn from the study of Romans. Pride boasts of my own ability, knowledge, and strength. A proud heart cannot depend on God. Pride attempts to be righteous in what we do rather than trusting God and receiving his grace. Humility means to acknowledge the love and grace of God and my own inability without him. Humility means to be dependent on God. Faith flows out of a heart of humility that allows us to experience his grace and his work in our lives. Humility means trusting Jesus rather than depending on myself. I think the Apostle Paul is one of the best examples of boasting in the law contrasted to faith and humility. Paul tells his story in Philippians chapter 3, verses 5 to 11. He thought he was righteous by keeping the law and boasted in all of his works and outward qualifications. Paul was sure that he was faultless and perfectly kept the law. He was so zealous that he persecuted the church. After Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his understanding radically changed. He said, Whatever was gained to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. When Paul met Jesus, he knew that his righteousness was just filthy rags. Paul saw the righteous one and saw his own unrighteousness. Paul said that he considered all things he had done to become righteous as garbage so that he could gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Paul's understanding of righteousness by faith surely grew out of this encounter with Jesus. Jesus is very humble. He gives grace to people who humble them and say themselves and say, Lord, I need you and I trust you. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you reveal the way of salvation through faith in Christ, through the gospel. Sometimes, however, our desire to boast hinders our faith. Sometimes we try to do good things but don't trust you because of the desire to boast in what we have done. Teach us your humility. Set us free from pride and boasting so that we may serve you with a pure heart of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.